I am not done changing, out on the run, changing. I may be old.
Welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Adam.
Okay, you guys, today we have a dialogue about manicures and pedicures.
That's right. It is a pre-intermediate dialogue, pre-intermediate lesson. But manicures and pedicures are something that it doesn't matter if you are elementary, if you are advanced. These things are super, super useful, especially at the beginning of spring.
That's right, because it's time to go out, and a lot of you ladies and gentlemen are going to be going to the salon.
Yeah, okay, so today we have Gary and Michelle. It sounds like one of them, probably Michelle, has just come back from the salon and is looking all beautiful.
So why don't we take a listen?
All right.
Hey, hon. Did you just get back from the salon? You look gorgeous.
Yep. I meant to just go for a haircut, but I also got my nails done. How do you like my manicure and pedicure?
Wow, they definitely look better than when you painted them yourself. They're so detailed.
Yeah, that's why I get them done professionally. She also did my eyelash extensions, and now my eyes look huge.
Won't those lashes fall out, though?
Oh, they will. So I'll go back for a touch-up in about 3 weeks.
I see. Well, I love what your stylist did with your hair. Did she dye it?
Yeah. She lightened my hair and trimmed it. She also gave me a beautiful updo.
I can see that. Well, since you're all dolled up, how about we go out tonight?
Sounds good to me.
All right, so the dialogue begins with Gary saying to Michelle, "Hey, hon."
Hun. So hun is kind of a short term here for honey.
That's right. It's not like German.
No.
Yeah, the Huns. I remember learning about the Huns. No, this is just like something you call your boyfriend or girlfriend. Or, I mean, a lot of old ladies just call me hun.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of older people call younger people hun.
Hey, hun.
Yeah, and it's just kind of a sweet term, I guess.
Yeah, exactly, because honey is sweet, and so is Gary here for saying that his wife looks gorgeous because she just came back from the salon.
Yeah, so let's look at the word salon first. So salon is kind of a place that offers beauty services.
Right, it could be a hair salon, could be other kinds of salons.
Could be a nail salon.
Nail salon. I mean, generally speaking, in the past, we always said that guys would go to barber shops and girls would go to the salon. But these days, I don't think it really.
No, not really. Part of the reasons is because most of these places offer services for both men and women.
Exactly, exactly. And so it doesn't matter if you are a man or a woman. If you go to the salon, you might come back looking gorgeous.
Gorgeous. So I really like this word.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. You look gorgeous today.
No, you look gorgeous.
Okay, so gorgeous, though. Gorgeous just means that you are really beautiful.
Super beautiful, right? Super beautiful. Again, I tend to say this word as like gorgeous. But you really should say, don't try to copy me, copy Lisa here. Gorgeous.
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 You might also hear someone say, drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah, that means you are so beautiful that you are going to kill other people.
Yeah, exactly. Or that person is so beautiful that you wish that she would die.
Either way.
Yeah.
Okay, so Michelle says that she actually just meant to go for a haircut, but then it turns out that she also got some other stuff done.
Yeah, so she kind of meant to go for a haircut, right? Mm. So if she meant to, it means that this was her original intention.
Yeah, originally I wanted to do this, but, big but, something happened.
That's right. So you can use this for a lot of situations. So for example, I could say, I meant to call my friend when I got home, but I forgot.
Every day before I go to sleep, there's a long list of things. I meant to do that today. I meant to do that today. Whoops.
Yep, but it doesn't get done, right?
Never does. Things that do get done, though, nails.
That's right. So if you get your nails done, it means that you paid someone for the service.
Yeah. I mean, you can do your nails yourself.
That's true.
You know, I mean, if you're really good at it, I guess, and you really like smelling the paint.
Or dealing with the mess.
Yeah, it's really messy, right? And the same goes with a haircut. We see that Michelle just wanted to get a haircut. You know, I know a lot of people that cut their own hair, but it's much easier just to go to the salon and get it cut.
That's right. So when someone else does it for you, we normally say have it done or get it done.
Right. Have and get. You guys probably know by now that have is a little bit more formal. But most people, when they're speaking, yeah, I got my nails done. I got my car washed. I got my hair cut. I got my whatever.
That's right. So it's anything someone does for you.
Mm.
But here she got her nails done. So okay. She got a manicure and a pedicure.
Right. So these words mean your hands and your feet, or the nails on your hands and your feet are becoming all beautiful. But which one is hand and which one is foot?
So manicure is when you get the nails on your hands painted.
Okay. And pedicure is on the feet. Now, you see a lot of words that start with M-A-N, manny, or man, like manipulate, kind of like use your hands.
Yeah, so manny is kind of related to the hands.
Right, and P-E-D, we see like on a bicycle, for example, the pedal.
Yep, or even for pedestrian, the person walking.
Right, exactly. So these words, I mean, manny and petty, they're very, very, very old roots of words. But these days, when we say manny petty, we pretty much only mean getting my nails done.
That's right. And it's usually some kind of like package deal when you get a manny petty.
Okay, so yeah, because I don't ever want a manicure. I always want a pedicure.
Yeah, that's a lot more popular with men.
Yeah, for sure. Why would I get my nails painted? I just want my feet to be beautiful. I want them to be gorgeous.
That's right. And hey, they look gorgeous because she didn't paint them herself.
Okay, so paint is, I think I said it before, as a noun. Of course, paint can also be a verb.
And when we use nail polish, we use the verb paint.
Okay, so it's not actually paint, right? I mean,
no.
It's kind of like paint.
It's kind of paint, but it's paint for your nails.
Yes, exactly. But we just don't say nail paint. Keep that in mind.
We say nail polish.
And it sounds like the gorgeous job that Michelle got at the salon, it sounds like it's so detailed.
Yeah, so you can kind of imagine that it's got a lot of little details like flowers and maybe diamonds or any little like designs on the nails. These are all the details.
Right, right. So usually when I think about detail, I'm thinking about like detailed report. You know,
yeah,
who, what, when, where, why, how.
That's right. So your report could be really detailed, or maybe your explanation can be really detailed.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But in this case, we're not writing who, what, when, where, why, how on our nails. It's probably a little bunny or a flower, a strawberry.
Or even rings hanging off your nails.
Ooh. In any case, it sounds like the best way to go is to not do it yourself. It's to actually find a professional to get it done professionally.
Right. So professional would be the noun version and professionally is the adverb.
Okay. So professionally.
So this just means that someone who is properly trained has done the nails for her.
Right. So even going back to our main pattern for the day, get something done. I mean, you can get anything done. You can get people to help you, but if you don't get a professional to help you, you might not be very happy with how it gets done.
So things that are important to get done professionally, well, maybe you would like your hair to be done professionally if you're going out or if you're going to a wedding.
A wedding, yeah, for sure. I would not, if I were the bride, I don't think I would be cutting or styling my own hair before my wedding.
No, that would be a disaster.
But if I was the guy, who cares? Just put some gel in there and good to go.
Yeah, it's much easier for you guys. All right, but another thing that she's getting done professionally here
are her eyelash extensions.
Okay, so before we get to extension, what is an eyelash?
So an eyelash is kind of the hair that's on your eye.
Okay, that's on your eye, not above your eye, on your forehead.
Yeah, no, it's more, well, to be more exact, it's on your eyelid.
On your eyelid. Okay, so we have the eyeball. There's no hair on the eyeball.
No.
On the eyelid, there is hair, and it is called eyelash. Sometimes your eyelashes get stuck in your eyes, and that sucks.
Yes, super painful.
Super painful, hard to get out. Okay, now eyelash extensions. What are we doing to these eyelashes?
So basically, we're making them longer. We are extending them.
Extending. Okay, so I have never had my eyelashes extended, but I have had a lot of essays, deadlines extended.
Yeah, so you could extend many different things. You could also extend the length of your hair, though, if we're talking about beauty.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, so again, like beauty, not really my cup of tea here, but
yeah,
being
sure.
Late is definitely something that I understand. Jenny knows this very well. If she gives me a deadline, I usually have to ask for a deadline extension.
Yeah, and you could also ask for a deadline extension if you were in school.
Yeah, like maybe you were trying to work on your essay, but instead you went to the salon to get your eyelashes done. So you might need to ask for an extension because you were getting an eyelash extension.
That's right. Now, what do these eyelash extensions do? Well, they kind of make your eyes look huge.
Huge. Huge. I don't say huge anymore, guys. I will not say huge again until there is a new president in America. They look huge.
Yeah, for sure.
Huge.
That's kind of something he usually says, doesn't it?
Huge. Got a great sense of humor.
Okay, so huge. Huge, this kind of just means really, really big.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And we all know that long eyelashes make your eyes look huge.
They do. They do. One problem when you get fake eyelashes or eyelash extensions is that they eventually, over time, will fall out.
That's right. So those lashes, which are the same thing as eyelashes, they will actually start to fall out because they have been individually attached.
Oh, okay. One by one, right?
Exactly.
So falling out again, I have never had eyelash extensions, but I'm always really worried about my hair falling out or my teeth falling out.
Yeah, I think you're a little bit young for that, though.
Well, but still, you know, it's any day now.
Okay, so falling out, it just kind of means that you're losing hair here.
Exactly. One thing that girls do know, and guys, I guess guys know it too, is that every time your eyelashes start to fall out or your hair maybe gets kind of long or your makeup is, you know, just not perfect, you don't need to start again, right?
No, you can just touch it up.
Touch something up means just give it a little touch up. Just means fix it a little bit.
That's right. So if you're touching up your eyelashes, you're probably replacing the eyelashes that have fallen out.
Right, just a few, right? Not all of them.
No, just the few that have fallen out.
So what else can we touch up?
So you could totally touch up a report before handing it in.
Okay, so in this case, it would be like edit. Going to edit. I'm thinking like touch up a paint job.
Yeah, that's true because some of the paint just chips off, right? So you need to cover it again.
Right. So that could be on a wall. That could be on a car. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So you could even touch up your nails as well because the paint on your nails will chip off.
It's going to chip. That's right. Now, there is one other thing that we touch up, and this has... It's not necessarily negative, but it's often negative, which is you guys always want to say a photo is PS, photoshopped.
Yes.
We don't use PS in this way. You could say photoshopped, but we often say touched up. The photo has been touched up.
That's right. So maybe you are kind of removing any kind of red marks or maybe like bags under your eyes on the photo.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, but in addition to all these like eyelash extensions and nails, her stylist also did something else to her hair. Mm. It looks like she dyed it.
Dyed? She dyed?
And I don't mean that she's, you know, dead on the ground.
She's
here.
Not dead. Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
No.
Okay, the stylist, of course, is just the person that works at the salon, probably cuts hair.
So you could call this person a hairdresser, but often we call them hairstylists.
Hairstylists, yeah. Again, for guys, it used to just be barber. You go to the barber, but it's hard to keep track of all of these words today. So this dying, we know that she's not dying as in she's still alive. So what is she doing?
She's actually changing the color of her hair.
Changing the color. Okay, so you have some dyed hair.
I do have some dyed hair, actually.
I used to have dyed hair.
What color?
Like blonde, like, yeah, really like yellow.
Oh, bright.
Yeah, it was really bright. Now, one thing is, I never tried to make my hair darker. Like, some people will dye their hair black, but I always tried to lighten it.
Yeah, so if you lighten it, you kind of go to a lighter color.
Yeah, because my hair is really dark brown. It's dark.
Yeah. And you know what? Lighter is just more fun.
Yeah, especially in the summertime, right? So lightened here, of course, can talk about color. We can also talk about weight.
Because maybe you want to lighten your load because you're carrying too much.
Yeah, at the airport, they always say, you know, if I come back from a place, maybe I went shopping and now my suitcase is too heavy. So I need to lighten it a bit.
And we also use this a lot for mood. Like, maybe we should lighten the mood.
Oh, yeah. So tell a joke or something.
Just to make it, you know, a little bit more comfortable.
Okay. So I have mentioned the word trim a few times, but let's talk about it again, because we usually talk about this word in terms of a haircut.
So if you're trimming a person's hair, then you're kind of just cutting a little bit off the bottom.
Yeah, but it just never works for me. Every time I try to get a trim, they just cut so much.
That's true. Often you ask for a trim, but they cut 3 inches off.
Yeah, it bugs me. It bugs me. Okay, well, one thing, even if my hair, I guess it's getting a little bit longer, but it's not long enough yet to have an updo.
Yeah, so updos are normally something that is more common for women.
Yes.
And it means that you're kind of putting your hair up, like in a bun, or some kind of fancy design that you might see in a wedding magazine.
Yeah, that's right. So it's probably going to involve
hairspray.
A lot of hairspray. One of my favorite bands is called the B-52s. And the lady singers in that band, they have a hairstyle called the Beehive.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like extreme updo.
For sure. It's like a cone straight up. All right. But since she has, you know what, her hair done, her eyelashes done, and her nails done, her husband says, well, since you're all dolled up, how about we go out tonight?
Ooh, okay. So he's all excited that he has such a gorgeous wife here.
So he wants to show her off a little.
Show her off. So doll here, I mean, you can think of this as, you know, like a doll is like a toy. Doll used to be something that like my grandparents would call girls. Hey, doll.
Yeah. Nowadays, we don't use it that way.
But we do use this phrase dolled up. It just means you're dressed up. You probably have your makeup is done. Your hair is done.
It's very similar to dressed up, I would say.
Yeah. Can guys be dolled up?
You could, but we don't really use it that often for men.
If, you know, I mean, if a guy looks pretty, put it this way, if your husband, for example, like never dresses up, mm-hmm. maybe you could say something like, oh, he's all dolled up today.
That's true. Okay, you guys, that was a lot of vocabulary today, though. So how about we go back and have another listen?
Let's get her done.
Hey, hon. Did you just get back from the salon? You look gorgeous.
Yep. I meant to just go for a haircut, but I also got my nails done. How do you like my manicure and pedicure?
Wow, they definitely look better than when you painted them yourself. They're so detailed.
Yeah, that's why I get them done professionally. She also did my eyelash extensions, and now my eyes look huge.
Won't those lashes fall out, though?
Oh, they will. So I'll go back for a touch-up in about 3 weeks.
I see. Well, I love what your stylist did with your hair. Did she dye it?
Yeah. She lightened my hair and trimmed it. She also gave me a beautiful updo.
I can see that. Well, since you're all dolled up, how about we go out tonight?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue again. And Adam, I have a question for you. Do
yes.
you ever go to the salon?
I have to, yeah. I have to, because there's no, like, barber shop around. So I have to go to the salon to get my hair cut.
That's true. You also mentioned pedicures, so do you get those pretty often?
I haven't got one in a long time. Thing is, my feet are really disgusting, so I don't want to show anybody my disgusting feet.
Yeah, that's fair. So hey, you know what? Summer's coming up, so you might need one.
That's what's different. Like, I don't mind, you know, wearing sandals, like. If people want to look at my feet, go ahead. But I mean, like, getting it done professionally. I just feel so bad for the girl, right? Look at my feet.
That's true.
Tell me they're gorgeous.
But that's what they're there for, right?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Okay, you guys. Well, let us know what you like to do at the salon. Do you get your eyelash extensions done? Do you get your nails done? Or, hey, do you like to dye your hair?
Yes, that's right. We are dying to know. Ha 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 ha.
Let us know in the comments.
All right. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you then. To me, whispering in my ear.